Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a good Rosh Chodesh, and hopefully this Chodesh Tam is, and now we won't be having fast days, but we'll be dancing with Mashiach in Yerushalayim or Kodesh. And of course with Hashem, we'll be dancing in the with the Beis HaMikdash, Bekavov. Just please down for Yehuda ben Shifa, Binyamin Ovadia ben Esther, Matisyahu Chaim ben Itol, Moshe Dov ben Fege Bracha, Leah Pesha Bastina, Yehudit Badwina, Yehudit Badwina, Badwina, Wacha Basilana, Avam Yeshiyahu ben Aviva, Chaya Malka bat Batsheva, Netanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipoa, Yekutiel Zalman ben Sawa, Brina Bracha Baswina, Brina Bracha Baswina, Baswina, Daniela Bracha Zahava Basfegalea, Daniela Bracha Zahava Basfegalea, Shira Basdevoa Leia, Boruch Tzvi ben Esther, Sprinzer bat Esther, Sprinzer bat Esther, Pinchas Eliezer ben Esther, Pinchas Eliezer bat Esther, Pinchas Eliezer bat Esther, Lea bas Rachel, Ava Meir ben Bela Feger, Ava Meir ben Bela Feger, Miriam bat Saul Rezel, Miriam bat Saul Rezel, Miriam bat Saul Rezel. If you can please down for the cholim, I appreciate it. They need fuas and yeshuas. This week's parsha is Vayikach. So he said Vayikach Koach. Koach took. So as Simcha Buna Mepeshischa said, Koach was mistaken. In Bnei Yisrael, you don't grab the leadership. The leadership to be in charge of Bnei Yisrael either comes from the people themselves, or Hashem appoints you, or you're appointed by obviously by Kodesh Baruch Hu, but you don't grab it. You don't grab it. Well, Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal said, Vayikach Koach. Koach was taking the parts of the Torah and skewing it, changing it in all of his favor. That's what he said with the Techeles. Well, if there's one Techeles on its sister, then Techeles and the whole baggage should need, then baggage of Techeles, a garment of sisters have Techeles, you know, you shouldn't need on one string. Or the same thing, if you have a room at Sfarim, you shouldn't need to put a mezuzah. Vayikach Koach. Koach was trying to take the Torah and changing for his favor. The Walag said, Vayikach Koach. If you change Koach's names, his change the letters, Koach is spelled Kuf Reish Ches. You spell Kuf Ches Reish. Koach Kach Reish. Koach was trying to grab the leadership. The Walag said that. And the Walag also said, Vayikach Koach. Koach was, he said, Ben Yitzhar Ben Kahath Ben Levi. Koach was able to become a giant, a huge, bigger tzaddik, was able to become, grow in Torah. You should know, Koach was a big tzaddik to begin with. But he's able to become even greater if he realized, you know, if he took from Yitzhar Ben Kahath Ben Levi, but he stopped it. Why do Koach's car ches? Koach was called to the Ruchnius. The number 8 means Ruchnius, means spirituality. Koach was called to that, because he stopped it. But he could take a lot more from Yitzhak ben Kasper and Levi. The Maram Sofer, and we're not sure if the Chasim Sofer, but Maram Sofer said, Rashi points out that Yaakov Inu prayed to Hashem, please have Rachmanis, and don't put my name in with Koach. And someone pointed it out to me that in Tanakh, you do see that Yaakov's name is equated with Koach. So why here did Yaakov did not want his name to be next to Koach? Because you could say, Vayikach Koach ben Yitzhak ben Kasper ben Levi ben Yaakov. Why did Yaakov daven to Hashem, please make sure my name is not near Koach? Have Rachmanis. So Maram Sofer said this. He said, the pshat is, Yaakov knew that if his name was put there next to Koach in this week's parsha, it would bring a lot more damage to Koach. Because Hashem could tell Koach, you know you're from Yaakovino, and look what you're doing. You should be learning from Yaakov, your tati, your zaydi, your great zaydi, but you're not. So that's why Yaakov Inu asked Hashem, please have a chmanis, make sure my name is not there. Because he didn't want to kick Korach into more trouble than he was. The Ramban, Nachmanides, said, in last week's parsha, by Cheta Meraglim, the spies went against Hashem. In this week's parsha, they went against the leader, Moshe Rabbeinu. It was like the Ramban, because he said, when you go against Hashem, I think this Ramban saying, you're eventually going to go against the leader, Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ramban also said that, Korach, was he upset about? Because he was overlooked to become the Nasi of Kahas. You know, came the brothers Amram, Yitzhak, Kahas, and Levi. I think that's how I forgot how the brothers were called, but Amram, we know Moshe and Amram came, but then comes Yitzhak, that's Korach. But Moshe Rabbeinu chose Eliphaz from the fourth son, not from the second son, which Korach should be, because your Korach comes from the second son. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu did everything from Hashem. You know, Moshe was doing nothing wrong. So Korach was angry that he wasn't picked to become the Nasi of Kahas, but the fourth son, Eliphaz, was. Whatever, Korach thought he was overlooked. So the Ramban said, so this was done way before this parsha. So why didn't Korach complain then? Because Korach knew that if he could, everything was going well for the Jewish people, for Bnei Yisrael. So Korach knew that no one would come to come on his side. But now we would just went with the Slav, you know, complaining about the man and some Jews died by being the Slav. Then last week was the Chet HaMeraglim. So Korach knew that there were some Jews who might not be so happy. So Korach said, now I can take a Jew onto my ship who will argue with me. And that's why Korach started to complain now. The Ramban said this, because really he should complain a long time ago. Well, Eliyahu Schlesinger from Yerushalayim Yerakadosh said another beautiful one. It said, Ben Pelis, his wife, you know, told her husband, you know, whether Moshe Rabbeinu is right, whether Moshe is correct or Korach is correct, you're not going to get anything from it. Only Moshe Rabbeinu or Korach, you're not getting anything from it. So Rav Schlesinger said, why didn't she say to, you know, disprove the Techelis and the Mezuzah? No, because she realized all she had to tell her husband, you're not getting any benefit from it. So therefore, he wouldn't even bring up those complaints anymore, because what's the use of the complaints? He's not, and that's what convinced the husband. Well, Moshe Sternbach from Yerushalayim HaKodesh just pointed something out incredible. Korach, you know, yes, was going to cause a machlokas on Moshe and Aaron, but he still has Kedush and Tar with him. Because when Onbe Pelis' wife stood outside of her tent without a shetel, Korach and his Eda turned around and moved on. He still had Kedusha with him. Then the Chassam Sofer said, Moshe Rabbeinu tried going to Dasa Aviram, you know, want to talk to them to make peace. And we know they refused. But Rashi says, Ein machzikin b'machlokes. That's what Rashi, Ein machzikin b'machlokes. So the Chassam Sofer said, what do you mean, Ein machzikin? So Chassam Sofer said, if you do something the same way several times, we hold there's an idea called chazaka, and therefore you can, you know, you continue doing that. You know, there's a chazaka, you continue doing that. You know, so, again, you have to ask your rav what exactly chazaka would apply to, but you continue doing that way. But Chassam Sofer said, Ein machzikin b'machlokes. Ain chazaka by machlokas. Chassam Sofer said, machlokas has no chazaka. Chazaka, there's no such thing as a chazaka in a machlokas. Machlokas has no chazaka. Torah Temima says, ain machzikin machlokas. You don't make the machlokas stronger. You try to weaken it. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was going to Das Aviram. The Chidush HaRim says, Korach was great. But the mistake he didn't realize was, where did he get his greatness from? His Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu. Then Chidush HaRim, I think, quotes the Zohar Kaddish, the Korach was so great that, you know, just like there's a Kohen Gadol, there's supposed to be a Levi HaGadol. But now what Korach did, he lost it. And in fact, I think Chidush HaRim points out that Korach was going to be the only Levi HaGadol in history. We see that. No one else made Levi HaGadol. But unfortunately, he lost it. Rabbi Gluck, who's a Rebbe in Yeshiva Yisodi Yeshua in Queens, in New York, he just pointed something else out. He said, Al Aretz Tole Al Blima. The Aretz is Tole Al Blima, so I think it's called here for Machzei Avaham. I think that's what Rabbi Gluck quoted me, Machzei Avaham. He just said, Blima calls me blow him, peh, keep your mouth quiet. So the world stands under those who keep quiet, who don't get involved in Machlokas. But those who do, the world does not like it. And that's why Korach and his Eda got swallowed up. Well, Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal said a little different shot. He said that if Korach and his whole people would die of a heart attack, you would say, okay, that's a little coincidence, but it doesn't prove that Moshe Rabbeinu's right. The only way to prove Moshe Rabbeinu's right if Korach and his Eda die in a unique way, and that by the earth swallowing up, that's what made them die uniquely. Then Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal also points out that this says Korach said Kulanu Kedoshim, we're all holy. Zucker Moshe Feinstein, he said, Korach is right. Every Jew is holy. But you still need a Rebbe. You still need a Moshe Rabbeinu to tell you the proper shkafas and lachas in case questions come up. Then Rav Yirmiyah Newman from Chicago, he said, Vayechal Moshe got angry, and Rashi Nitzair, he was in anguish. He wasn't angry, but in anguish. So I believe Yirmiyah Newman placed on the Netziv. Netziv said, then Gemara Eivin, as things of Rabbi Chanina, every time he'd get angry, he wouldn't daven. So we know Moshe Rabbeinu daven to Hashem, please accept my korban, not Korach. Because Zakva Yirmiyah Newman, that's what Rashi's saying. Rashi, it doesn't mean Moshe got angry, but he was in anguish. Because Moshe Rabbeinu knew if he got angry, he couldn't daven, like Rabbi Chanina. Then we know Moshe Rabbeinu told Korach, I did not take one donkey from you. So a Yirmiyah Newman called me Vashloma Kluger. And Vashloma Kluger said, why did Moshe Rabbeinu say one donkey? So we know Moshe Rabbeinu took food from Klai Yisrael because the Bnei Yisrael knew that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have to get his own food, then they had to spend less time on the Jewish people, on the Yidden, on Bnei Yisrael. But now that he gets food from them, obviously we got through the man, all that, but whatever the reason, but in Mitzrayim we didn't have the man yet. But that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu did not take food, by not take one donkey. What does that mean? So we know Moshe Rabbeinu went down to Midian and was bringing his wife and children back to Mitzrayim to see the anguish and the pain and the tzoras, the Yisuin, what Bnei Yisrael going through Mitzrayim. But Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Korach, when I brought my wife and children that donkey, I did not take that from Klai Yisrael. I took it myself. I paid for it myself. I did not take one donkey. And then just one last thought, I forgot who said it, but why didn't, I think Rabbi Yirmiyah Newman said to me, I think Rabbi Baruch Newman, Rabbi Young Israel Spring Valley also said to me, he said that the man fell by the house of a tzaddik, you know, in the house of a middle, like a Beinuni was a little farther away, and by Rosh would be much farther away. So why didn't Rabbi Yirmiyah Newman said it. So why didn't they just wait till the morning and see where the man falls? Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu probably fell in his hands. He was a huge tzaddik. So they don't have to see that where the man fell, and they know who's correct, Moshe or Korach. The problem was, I forgot, Rav Avram Shor's brother said it. Rav Avram Shor Shlita's brother said this for it. He said, because when the machlokas occurred, there was no man. Man did not fall the next day. And therefore, they cannot tell where it was occurring. Again, to teach us, that stopped the man. It was a machlokas. And one last word. I think this was Moshe Feinstein. I don't want to misquote Moshe Feinstein, but he said, after the machlokas, or the nisim, everyone put the rods or their sticks. I'm not making fun of it. Into the mishkan, and Aaron came out with leaves and shkedim and almonds. So I think what Moshe Feinstein said this, he did, I apologize. I didn't mean to misquote him, but I might be misquoting him. So why almonds? Leaves would have been enough. Again, to show that Aaron not only cared about himself, but cared about the future generations. How to continue, he was wondering how to help Klai Yisrael continue to grow and grow and grow. Not only worry about the leaves, but how to produce. Aaron was waiting to see, was working at Klai Yisrael to produce and produce more Torah and mitzvahs. I think I misquoted Moshe Feinstein on that, so I don't think that was a Moshe Feinstein vort. But first of all, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. I'm going to leave you some halachas, again, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. These halachas discussed at the Shabbos table. We know that today and tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. And we know tomorrow night people take early Shabbos. So when I take early Shabbos, do I still say Yalva for Rosh Chodesh in my Ma'ariv? You do not. And we know Motzi Shabbos is not yet the time to say Kiddush Levana. It's a little bit too early. But the Vilna Gaon said if you do say Kiddush Levana, do not repeat it. Don't repeat it. Yes, you should not have. You should have to wait at least 3 days until after the Moled. And this Motzi Shabbos is not it, but do not repeat it. Then Rafeda, he's a posik from Lakewood, New Jersey, and I think, and Ravai Marcus from Eretz Yisrael said this, when you have a toothache, they say when you drink whiskey, it calms down the pain. And it's okay. So both of them said you can do that on Shabbos, but you cannot gargle the whiskey. You cannot gargle it and spit it out. You can drink it, and as you drink it, you swish around your mouth. You can swish it around your mouth, but you have to drink it. You cannot gargle it and throw it out. You can swish the goggle around, the whiskey around your mouth to, you know, calm down the ache of your tooth, but you have to drink it. Rav Yakuza Smith, this is just the last two luck, is actually one, but let's say on Erev Shabbos, it's 5 p.m., or let's say Amazon has a store, I have no idea, you come in at 5, or let's go, you go to the post office, you know, FedEx office, and you're 5 p.m., and you come with a package, you tell them, I want it delivered within 24 hours. You cannot do that, because you're forcing the guy to do malacha for you. Because Shabbos is too soon, and it's probably impossible for him to deliver it in 3 hours, and he's going to deliver it on Shabbos, because you tell him it has to be delivered in 24 hours. What's 24 hours? 5 p.m. on Shabbos Kaddish. And Rav Yakuza Smith said the opposite also. If it's 5 p.m., you cannot call a store, like say, let's call a store in Los Angeles. I'm making fun, it could be other place also, but let's say Los Angeles. You cannot call a store. You cannot call a store in Los Angeles at 5 p.m. in Los Angeles, not good because they're 3 hours ahead, but 3 hours behind. Let's say you cannot call a store in Boston or Washington D.C. and say, I want a package delivered to my house in 24 hours, because again, that could be a problem of causing a guy to call. That can be a problem for a guy to do. Causing a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos, and it probably also applies to stores in Los Angeles and Chicago. Because it's just too impossible for them to deliver it before Shabbos. And by saying 24 hours, you're forcing the guy to deliver it on Shabbos. You cannot do that. I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos and only good news for all of Klal Yisrael. Bye-bye.